All during the period, as Mary passed the crisis of her illness and proceeded on the road to recovery, we have seen the effects of this experience on these people whom we love so well. We have had to stand by helplessly and see Mary's life endangered by an evil influence in the town of Sanders. But Max is beginning to get hold of things now that he's assured Mary is going to live. And also, Dr. Benson made a discovery in the last episode that may very well disclose the truth about the poison in the spring water that almost caused Mary's death. What will be the next step necessary to set aright affairs in the town of Sanders? Today our story opens in the Sanders home, where Max, with Viola, is preparing the twins to make a little trip.
All right now. Stand still, you sport. Say, how do you expect your dad to get these shoes on you with you kicking them in the push all the time?
Daddy's got a push. Say, Daddy, what is a push?
Wait a minute. Be quiet, will you? Say, what do you got in front of your face, huh?
I got nothing in front of my face, Daddy.
Hey, you got your face in front, ain't you?
Susan's all ready to go.
Yes, Daddy.
Whoa.
Come on here,
dear
Daddy.
Hey, do you look spiffy? Ain't she cute? Want a pink dress and a hair comb and a face wash? I don't know you, baby.
Daddy don't know me because I got on a pink dress and my face washed and my hair combed.
Mm-hmm. See, to see me yesterday when you and Jimmy got into that jar jam, he wouldn't have recognized you then either.
Don't tell, Daddy.
All right, now, Jimmy, all right, stand up here.
All right.
Oh, so you was in the jam yesterday, huh?
Just a little bit, Daddy. A little bit. It was Jimmy. He started it.
So already you're getting your little sister in wrong, Jimmy. What do you got to say for yourself? Now, be careful. What you say will be used against you, you know.
Say, Daddy, we go on a choo-choo train, Daddy.
Oh, so you're begging the answer, huh?
What's begging, Daddy?
That's what your little dog does when you hold out a bone and tell him to beg for it, see?
Well, why does he beg for it?
Well, because he's hungry. He wants it.
Why is he hungry, Daddy?
Because he wants something to eat. His stomach is growling. Like that.
Why is your stomach growling, Daddy?
Well, because he's hungry. Hey, what is this? You got me going around in circles all over myself. Hey, come on now. We ready?
Where are we going, Daddy?
Well, we're going to see Mummy. Now, didn't I tell you 100 times before?
Why are we going to see Mummy, Daddy? Why don't she come to see us?
Hey, this is getting too much for me. Hey, Viola, are you ready? Where are you?
Yeah, I was just getting a coat.
Oh.
Oh, dear Susan, what did you do to your pretty little dress?
What?
The hem's all ripped in the back. Come on, we got to go in and fix it. Hurry up.
I'll say hurry. Say, Mummy can't wait all day for a couple of slow-poke twins, you know. Here, let's see how you look now, Jimmy.
Say,
what do you think I combed your hair for, huh?
That's in my eyes, Daddy.
Well, now, didn't I comb it out of your eyes? What'd you knock it back in your eyes for?
Oh, no, Daddy. There's big people always in hospitals like Mummy.
Now, stand still. I can't comb your hair and you fooling around. See, how did you know that Mummy was in the hospital, huh?
You told Grandpa Stafford that. Why did you?
Hey, you gonna start that all over again?
But, Daddy, why?
Now, listen, if I told you, Jimmy, that your Mummy was away at the hospital getting rested up, and she's awful anxious to see you, almost dying to see you...
Mummy dying?
Hey, no. That's just an epigram. I just said that in fun, Jimmy,
but
see?
But dying ain't fun, is it, Daddy?
Say, Liz, who taught you to ask so many questions like that, huh? I'll break their neck if I catch them. All right now. Don't get your hair all mussed up again.
No.
Hey, Viola, say, how are you coming with Susan, huh? We got to hurry or we'll be late at the hospital.
Daddy, what's breaking their neck?
Say, are you back again? Come on, we'll wait for them outdoors, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe you can ask questions of the bird thing.
Mm-hmm. Look, Daddy, there's Uncle John.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you doing over here, John?
Why? Any crying to come over to see you, Max Tilly? How are you this fine morning?
And Jimmy, looking slick as a whistle.
Oh, Uncle John, what's slick as a whistle?
What's that?
Don't answer him, Doc, or we'll be here all morning. Say, what'd you come over for? We were just on our way over to the hospital to see you.
Well, it's something very important, Max.
Yeah?
Can you come inside a minute while I talk to you?
Oh, sure, sure, Doc. Jimmy, you go into Viola, huh?
Yeah, I'll try to hurry up.
Fine. Hey, let's go to the smoking room, Doc.
You know, someday I'd like a house just like this, Max.
Huh?
Your father had pretty good taste when he built it.
Say, did you come over here to tell me that?
No, Max, I wish it were as simple as that.
Well, sit down, Doc. Sit down. Rest your cranium.
You mean sit on my head? Gosh, I didn't know I was so tired. Been up all night.
Hey, you're not married again.
No, Max, I've been working in the laboratory all night.
Oh, you mean fooling around with them funny long bottles you put stuff in and heat over a fire?
No, Max, to be more exact. Those funny long bottles are test tubes, and I put chemicals in them, or whatever I want to analyze, and put it over a Bunsen burner, which brings about a chemical reaction.
Yeah. Well, it's all French to me. Say, what was your testing so important you couldn't get your sleep last night?
That's what I want to talk to you about. It was the bottle out of which Mary drank before she was stricken.
No.
Yes. I tested the contents of that bottle, Max, and five other bottles taken at random from the same case.
Well, did you find out if it was the bottles that caused it? Say, maybe some of that very stuff that you use in your testing.
No, no, Max. It wasn't the bottles. I told you that the other day.
Well, then what was it?
It was poison, all right.
Well, poison, yeah, sure. You guessed that the other day. You didn't need to sit up all night to find that out, did you?
Yeah, but I did.
Huh?
You can't guess in medicine. You have to find out and know.
Well, hey, don't pat your profession on the back so hard, Doc. You'll break its arm. Say, what about this poison, though? You said you know that?
I said I had found traces of poison in Mary's stomach. But then I didn't know where it came from. Now I know.
Okay. Where?
From the water.
Sure, that's what you guessed. But what's it got to do with saving the spring?
That's the importance of my discovery.
Yeah?
Max, that poison in the water was induced into it after it left the springs.
It was in what? Say, listen, tell me in plain American, will you?
Induced means to place into.
Yeah?
The poison was placed into the water somewhere along the line after it was pumped out of the springs.
Oh, no, Doc. Say, it couldn't be. Why, Doc, there's iron pipe all the way from the springs to the bottling works. Why, they couldn't get poison into the pipes without digging them up and taking them apart.
Well, I don't know about the mechanics of this. That's not in my analysis. Nevertheless, the poison was induced into the water.
Say, that is something.
That brings up 2 points. Who did it, and where, and how did they do it?
Yeah, who did it? Well, they couldn't have done it at the springs, because there's no way. Springs is all covered over, and the pipe runs right down into the ground. Besides, we have a man there all the time in charge.
Then that's out. Clue number one eliminated.
Yeah.
The other?
At the bottling works. That's where I taught it to happen all the time, Doc. I didn't have to stay up all night with all those gadgets of yours to figure that out either.
Oh, so you think my analysis wasn't necessary?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that, Doc. Because your analysis, whatever you call it, that's important.
Well, if you had those suspicions, what have you done about it?
Nothing. I had suspicions, but I couldn't quite figure out.
Well, I might help you a bit. I found out something else important.
Yeah, what's that?
The bottles of the last cases you bottled when you worked all night that night are clear, free from poison.
What?
Just what I said. I tested several cases of them, too.
Well, then the springs is all right, Doc. Well, hooray!
That's right, Max. We can rejoice. The springs is all right. But we've got to take off this curse of adverse publicity that's ruined our possibilities of sales.
Hey, listen, what'd you get on that subject for? Now, we got to find out first what caused that water to be poisoned. And what you just said proves that it happened in the bottling works.
Well, that's a reasonable deduction, Max.
Huh? Well, and it happened before we moved in. Say, I'll bet on that.
That might be so, and then again, it might not.
I'll bet it is so. And I think I can lay my finger now on the person who done it.
Who, Max?
Benjamin Carter.
Benjamin Carter? Oh, you're crazy, man.
Not a bit of it. He's the rat in this town. That snake'd like to get the springs. He's got something to gain from doing it.
Now, Max, be sensible. Carter didn't do it.
Huh?
He couldn't. Why, it would be like murdering a man in your front parlor with a bottling works in the basement of his hotel.
Hey, that guy would do anything. Why, he'd murder his own grandmother. And I'm going to find
Max,
out.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Carter sunk a lot of money into that hotel.
Huh?
He's paid out a lot of money to get the goodwill of this town. Why should he want to poison the water and lose everything?
Now, listen, Doc. You don't know guys like Carter. You don't know how they work. Say, I know them. They got little weaselly minds. Say, he done it all right.
Now, Max, does that make sense? Put yourself in Carter's shoes.
Yeah?
If you were as dastardly as you think he is, would you take such a foolish chance?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you find some other way to do away with people, if you felt that way? Does it make sense?
Well, I know, Doc. It don't make sense. I guess you're right. But I don't trust that guy, Doc.
That may be true, but that's another thing from pinning a poison pot on him.
Well, I don't understand it, though.
Oh, Max.
Yeah?
It's getting late. Way past 11 o'clock, and we promised Mrs. Southern we'd be there at 11.
Yeah, all right, Bill, all right.
Well, who's here?
Say, where'd I see these two little ones before, huh?
Boy, you're just fooling.
My, all dressed up. And where are these smart young people going this fine morning, Mr. Tilly? A maying?
No, Dr. John. We're going to see Mommy.
You are?
She's all rested up in a new home at the hospital.
Hey, you better call for a taxi, Max. We'll never get there if you don't.
Maybe not if we do. Say, you take care of the twins, Bill. I'll call the taxi. Hey, come along, Doc. Listen. Anyway, Doc, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And let me tell you, Doc, somebody's going to pay for this. If I found out that they done it on purpose.
Look, Max, please, listen to me. Make your investigation. But, Max, promise me that whatever you do, you'll take care of yourself.
You worried, Doc? I promise, Doc. I'll be careful.
Well, like Dr. Benson's analysis in the laboratory, things are beginning to crystallize in this whole situation around Mary's almost fatal illness. Max feels pretty certain that the poison was induced into the water at the bottling works. What if Max does find out that Carter did it? We do hope he'll remember Dr. Benson's admonition in any case, for we know Max hates Benjamin Carter like he hates poison. What will be Max's next step in working out this problem of the poisoning of the water? Be sure to listen tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought you with the compliments of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.